Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. It has been a difficult and turbulent time for all of us over recent months. Many have spoken with me of their anxiety and fear. My Zoom account has been well used, with many conversations and the opportunity to pray together. It's a recognition that the familiarity of an ordered life provides some encouragement in disordered times. One morning, standing in what serves as my reflective space and gazing out of the window across the oratory garden, I observed the birds busy on the feeders collecting food for their young. Oblivious of the challenge of COVID-19, they simply went about their seasonal business of seeking to bring their young to adulthood. Soon the garden would fill with fledglings, able to fly yet still dependent upon their parents to feed them. I was reminded of Jesus' words, "Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are?" This classic verse reminding us not to worry, yet often seen as an impossible ideal. Now, considering the birds themselves so vulnerable to predators, I saw through fresh eyes Jesus' message. Not only was there a garden full of natural food, yet we also supplied an additional rich source of food through our bird feeders. Do birds have any understanding about how humans, of whom they are naturally and instinctively suspicious, can in fact be part of their essential food chain? For them, it is not just part of the great mystery that they are catered for in this way. I saw that I'm able to place confidence in God who, as the psalmist declares, prepares a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. Anxiety is real. Yet the worry it gives rise to is something I am incapable of solving. It weighs heavy upon me and distorts my mind very often. As I pondered the birds upon my feeders, I saw something of the distraction anxiety offered. Like the birds who perch hesitantly upon the apple trees either side of the feeders, considering if they dare fly to them, apparently conscious of their great exposure and apparent vulnerability whilst feeding, I can sense God's provision. Yet still I cling to my anxiety for fear that to acknowledge then embrace God's word, the source of all God's provision, will in fact make me a fool when my situation merely deteriorates still further. Finding God's rest in a turbulent and unstable world is always a matter of perspective and choice. As we enter into the God space today, if you're able to do little more than consider the birds, this will remind you that even the most vulnerable of creatures are subject to and beneficiaries of God's faithful provision. Amen. I drew great comfort from that observation, a comfort I seek to use to keep my eyes on God in all circumstances. Now, do please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along these daily meditations at home. And also join me this Sunday for Premier Life and for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.